Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for the first day of September 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
Joining us now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Happy day.
First day of September, huh?
Yeah, lots of memories about this day. Let's talk about The Nerd at the Art Center of the Ozarks.
Okay.
One of my favorite plays. Here's the premise. A guy named Rick Steadman shows up at a dinner party. He's dressed wildly inappropriately.
Like a nerd?
Beyond that.
Okay.
He throws the dinner guest's shoes out the window. He sings and plays patriotic songs on the tambourine to put himself to sleep. And he ruins his host's architectural plans for a pricey hotel by drawing on them. And he does it all without knowing he's committed a single social gaffe.
No clue.
Or maybe he does.
Oh.
The premise of The Nerd, which is opening next weekend at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale, is that Rick Steadman saved the life of his host, Willem, in the war. Mm-hmm. They've never met. And so Willem thinks that's who this is. And well, you can't throw him out, and you can't be mean to him because he saved your life.
Yeah, that's a big debt.
Yes, that's a big debt. Or he could drive you insane and you kill him and leave the body in the closet. The trick to the whole all of this is that these are stereotypical characters and the comedy is really broad. Harry Blundell, the director of theater, compares it to Commedia. But you see a little bit of yourself or a little bit of your friends in all the characters, and you will laugh until you fall on the floor. The first time I saw the show, my daughter was a baby, or maybe didn't even exist yet, and she spent her whole life hearing shoes and socks.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You'll understand when you see it. Show starts September 6th at the Art Center of the Ozarks, runs for 2 weekends, and tickets are $20 for non-member adults at 751-5441. Also going on today, the Prairie Grove Clothesline Fair
continues
in its second day at Prairie Grove Battlefield State Park, west of Fayetteville.
I went yesterday.
It's a big tradition for you, is it not?
It is. It is.
My family. I'll be there Monday.
Yeah, my family goes every Saturday morning.
Really?
We have to be there pretty much at 8:30.
Oh, my.
Great Aunt Monica, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you look for when you go?
I look for the heads of my mom and my great aunt Monica and my cousin.
To make sure you're not lost.
Yeah.
Okay, then. I'm not going to look for them because that would be creepy.
I like the pottery. I do.
I do, too. Yeah. It'll be fun. I'm going tomorrow. Hours are 8:30 to 5 today, and you need a $5 bill or five ones for parking. The Crawford County Chronicles. This afternoon at the Drennan Scott Historic Site in Van Buren. That's at 2 o'clock. Talking about the archaeology of Crawford County. You better call.
Yeah.
They've been selling out. Or not selling out. It's free. But they've been filling up.
Yes.
262-2750. There's an ice cream social from 2 to 4 at the Fort Smith Museum of History. $5 for ice cream. And the band Perry performs tonight at 8 o'clock at Downstream Casino west of Joplin. Tickets start at $40 at downstreamcasino.com.
Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.